Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that we here in Maryland are swimming in fruit. From here on out, each week's harvest is going to include all manner of locally grown fruit in a bewildering variety. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, aside from munching on a peach, there's a lot of ways of making use of this wonderful bonanza, especially if you're inclined to make a fresh fruit tart.
Sure. And I think people are a little scared to make tarts, like to make tart dough or pie dough. You know, a lot of people always say it comes out like cardboard, it's not flaky. And so people tend to shy away from that type of baking. And it does take a little bit of practice, but once you master the skill, and it's not that hard to do, you become really fascinated by the millions of permutations in which you could make fruit tarts.
I think one of the indispensable things is having a springform pan, a tart pan, which makes it a lot easier to serve it and to prepare it.
Or just if you've ever used the false bottom tart pans.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, and so those are great. I mean, yeah, because pie tins are tough, right?
Right.
You really can't get the pie out. You got to get it to the table, and then it becomes a mess. You try to dig underneath. But making a great tart in either that sort of spring pan or the false bottom pan, you can take that thing out, put it on the plate, and look like a champ.
Let's talk about the crust itself. What are we talking about basically here?
The simplest crust, pâté brisée, is basically butter, flour, salt, and a little bit of water. And here's the deal. Cold is important, right?
Yep.
Butter needs to be cold. I put everything in the freezer.
Flour
in the freezer, the water in the freezer, the butter in the freezer. I make mine in a food processor.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it with a pastry knife, you know, cutting the butter in. But I even put the blade and the bowl of the food processor in the freezer for an hour before I make my pie dough. Because once that butter starts to warm up and give off moisture, the flour starts to become pasty and you lose the flakiness.
That's super quick.
It takes less than a minute to make this dough in the food processor and then back in the fridge to get it cold again.
Now, a lot of recipes mention adding some sugar to it.
Now, you can take this. This is a very savory dough and works great for savory tarts. But
right.
you can add a lot of things to make this dough richer for sweeter versions. Certainly sugar, pâté sucré, the sugar version. And you can also start to add milk.
Mm-hmm.
You can start to add eggs. All these things make this pastry dough richer and more luxurious.
Other things people might want to add, graham cracker crust or cocoa?
You can do a chocolate crust for sure. There's a million things. You can change flours up. You can use almond flour, a great almond tart, you know, that flavor.
One of the techniques that inevitably is used is something called blind baking.
So if you're going to do a fresh fruit tart, obviously you can't bake the fruit on the tart.
Right.
So you have to bake the shell ahead of time. And we call that blind baking. It's basically faking out the pastry to think it's got some filling in it.
Right.
So it doesn't bubble up and rise up and keep a form in. And then the best way to do that is with some, you know, so you roll out your tart dough and get it into whatever pan you choose. And then line it with aluminum foil. And they do sell these things called pie weights. They're little ceramic balls. And you basically dump them into your tart as the filling and then bake this thing. And then when it cools down, you remove all the pie weights, you remove the aluminum foil, and you've got a perfectly formed shell.
And then real quickly, the custard that holds all the fruit together, that's just another basic recipe.
Sure. Again, it's yolks. It's just your basic custard recipe. Yolks, sugar, milk, cook till it's thick. I add some cornstarch to mine, and then you sort of basically slather that on, put some fruit on top, glaze it with some melted down jelly, and you're done.
It'll look very professional.
It will.
And you're going to astound your friends.
I think so.
Go out, have some fun with fruit. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.